Welcome back to the Sports Show here on Tip TV. The champions travel to West Brom tonight. We're going to have where the best value is in this game. Nigel, you'd think, looking at it, you'd think Chelsea are going to win this game. Champions of England, West Brom, nothing to play for, but you don't think it's as easy as that, do you?
No, I don't. I really don't. I mean, there's been a lot of money for Chelsea today. They've gone from sort of 11 to 10 yesterday into odds on across the board. I don't see the reason why. Mourinho said he's going to play some players who haven't played in that season, some of their youngsters. They've got a young midfielder. I can't remember his name.
There's Solanke. There's the guy who played the other day. Yeah. I've had a blank.
He's going to play. So I think there's going to be a lot of changes here. Diego Costa talk about him coming back, even though he's not 100% fit. So like there's talk about Diego Costa coming back and playing. And I just don't think Chelsea need to win. I mean, they've won the leagues, yeah, great. I think, you know, however much you say it, they'll be partying on the weekend. I mean,
not and it's away from home as well.
They won't be down the local shot. Witherspoons getting on it for like four days, you know. But they would have popped a few champagne corks and had a bit of celebration. The training sessions would have been less intense. And they've seen it so many times before when teams have won Premier League titles. They don't really put it on in the last couple of... Especially in the last game of the season, it's more like a party.
We had Man United, didn't we? I think when Ferguson, his last game was at 5-all against West Brom, wasn't it?
And we've seen some shocks at the weekend in the Premier League. You know, Liverpool obviously weren't at it mentally at the weekend against Crystal Palace. Could Chelsea be the same? I just think 17-20 is very short. They also don't have a great record. It's up in the Black Country. They haven't won in their last three visits. They drew last year 1-1, lost the two previous to that. But saying that, I couldn't back West Brom either at 19-5. I mean, Tony Pulis, he will not lie down for this game. It's their last home game of the season. He'll really want to put on a show. Well, not a show. Pulis' show is a 0-0 and 28 corners to nil. But it will be tough for Chelsea. Really, the weather's awful. Really awful. That will fall in. I know it's old cliche, like, no, these are Premier League.
But tough Monday night in West
Brom. This will really, really suit the home side. The fans will be up for this. Their last game of the season. And I think they'll give it a go. And I think the draw is probably the best bet here, 13-5. But I would probably lay Chelsea on the exchanges if they get backed into even shorter, or maybe play West Brom draw, double chance market. But I just think Chelsea are too short. And I don't see any reason why they have to win. And the team news is going to be so...
That's what I was about to say. We've got to be disregarding the first scorer market until we see any kind of team.
Yeah, so definitely.
He may, as you say, Eden Hazard may get a rest. Costa's obviously not fit, so Remy will probably start. But you've got to know the team before you get involved.
Definitely.
Definitely.
I mean, I just think there's going to be a lot of youngsters, like I say, a lot of changes. And
both teams to score even money?
If you're a young 18-year-old or 19-year-old player and you're... I think both teams will even money. No, I wouldn't get involved. I would probably back 1-1 rather than both teams scoring.
Okay.
But I do think if you're a young player and you're 21 years of age or 20 years of age and you're just coming into the Chelsea first team and the manager says to you, like, you know, you've got playing tonight, you don't want to be playing a Tony Pulis side.
Loftus-Cheek.
Loftus-Cheek, that's his name. Yeah, Loftus-Cheek. You don't want to be going to playing West Brom on a Monday night, pouring with rain.
It's not in front
horrible.
Of your own fans.
Oh,
there is,
that's the last place you want to play with that physical.
You want a super Sunday.
Balls coming in. You want to be at home to like Newcastle. Come on as a sub, 3-0 up. And I think tonight that could be the case for Chelsea. I think they are on a great run. 17 games unbeaten. I haven't lost this.
Well, they're the best team in the country, aren't they?
But I just do think that they may get a draw here.
West Brom to get the draw there, 13-5. That's the best way to play it, yeah, Nigel?
I think so.
OK, we're going to have a quick break. When we come back, we'll be looking at how did we do in wrapping up the show.